Friday morning, Bunny, I had, we're supposed to send it out. We'll mention it on your day. One of the days was by you, right?
Yeah, I said Friday might be by you.
Oh, Friday might be by you still. Okay, great.
At what time? 9:30 on Columbine?
9:30 on Columbine, yeah.
Usually it's 10 o'clock, I thought, no?
No, we always 9:30. There's always a push to do it earlier because some people like to go away, but it's never worked out. Okay, we have a tremendously exciting daf today. This is, I must tell you, one of my favorite daf in all of Shas. I love this daf. And I even have show and tell, exactly. So we're up to Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're at the fourth line, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shloshet Alafim Halachot Nishtakhu Bimei Avelot Shel Moshe. There were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten during the time of the Avelut on Moshe, where people were Isaac and Avelus and had lost the contact with worship. Sorry?
Actually, yeah,
started
on the third line. This is the
group
we just saw
the session. Yes. Sorry. He's right. The last word on the third line is actually where we begin. We mentioned yesterday that Shloshet Alafim Halachot Nishtakhu Bimei Avelut Shel Moshe. By the way, this is very much part of our sugya because we'll see that chatat, the chamesh chataot hametot, were very much part of the halachot that were forgotten during Yemei Avilon Shel Moshe. So it's a very interesting sugya that's twisted upon itself. So it turns out in the end that this entire discussion from the sugya of Isha Eshkolot, and actually including the Yonim that we spoke about earlier, about Ksiva of Teresh Baal Peh, and the forgetting, and in order not to forget what you're allowed to write down, all of this is very much involved, for some strange reason, with the idea of Temura. And when we get Bezrat Hashem to the Siyam, you will see how madly, I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling how the psukim drag all the sugyas of Temura in the most insane ways into this one story. And I mean, it's I'll wait till the siyum, but it's really it's mind-boggling. So anyway, they forgot these 3,000 halachas. Amrulo Yoshua Sha'al. So they said to Yoshua, okay, listen, we forgot all of this stuff, but why don't you just go back and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach it to you? I mean, it's no problem, right? After all, I mean, we've had...
Moshe did.
Yeah, Moshe used to do that all the time. He gave him the bad news, which were Moshe Rabbeinu's closing words, that Lo Bashamayimi. Now, 3 centuries pass. And in the time of Shmuel, they decide they need to know these halachas also for some strange reason. So Amrulo to Shmuel Sha'al, and strange enough, instead of giving them the same answer of Lo Bashamayim, he says to them, Eile HaMitzvot, this teaches us, She'in Navi Rishai L'Chadesh Davar Miata. No Navi can actually be Mechadesh anything from the time that Moshe is gone. Why exactly there were 2 separate psukim and what the difference was here, Bimei Shmuel and Bimei Yoshua, isn't clear. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Af Chatat Shemetu Ba'alei Nishtakcha Bimei Avelot Shel Moshe. The truth is they couldn't remember what the din is, but by the way, the girsa here is confused a bit. It shouldn't say Shemetu Ba'alei. And we'll see, on Amud Beis, we'll see that it's not... There are 2 shitas into what exactly was forgotten, but there was confusion between chatat shemeta and chatat shiroa. In other words, that should be left to be roa and get a mum, and then to bring it as a carbon eila. So they forgot the din about that. Amrula Pinchas Sha'al. So they said to Pinchas, well, you're a novi, you're on pretty good terms with the Lord, why don't you just ask him? How am I supposed to get that information? So they asked Elazar, well, how about you? Mitzvot, how did all of this happen? inconspicuously, the phantom walks in the bed. Bisha'ah. I figure if I do this often enough, this is going to stop.
May not come at all.
It'll start coming in very conspicuously.
I'm just using that opportunity to say, guys, we need rent. Please, if you check those 10 bucks, you have to envelope it empty.
Oh boy. Omer of Yud, Omer of Ayat. I thought we have a pop-up locker in this year. Omer of Yud, Omer of Ayat. You know how this all happened? Bisha'ah. You use a Mac, you wouldn't know what a pop-up locker is. Bisha'ah sheniftar Moshe Rabbeinu legan Eden. Amar lo Yoshua, before Moshe Rabbeinu was about to depart this world, he told Yoshua, Sha'al mimeni kosvek ot sheyesh lecha. If you have any problems in all of our limud over the past 40 years, now's the time. And he sits down and prepares a few hours of discussion. And Yoshua says, why should I have any sfeikas? I mean, I'm already kumi nachticha sha'akas v'alakti l'makom acher. I mean, I've been hanging around you the whole time. Mm-hmm. Basically, whatever you know, I know. I mean, lokach katavtavi, you wrote in the Torah, mishartu Yoshua binun nar. You wrote yourself, I never left the tent. Why would I have to ask you anything? Miyata Shashko Hosho Moshe, it should say. Moshe Rabbeinu felt sick at that. And because of that, Nishtaku Miyoshua Sholosh Meosh Halochas. He immediately forgot 300 halochas, but all the Loshvamiot Sveikot. And in the things that he remembered, he had 700 Sveikas exactly how to be Mefarashit. And people were angry. They decided it's time to get rid of this nut. This is all we need, to have somebody now who doesn't know how to handle his relationships and forgets halakha, so we don't need this.
Stays the same.
Omarlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yahushua, look, Lomarlo HaYepshah, there's no way for me to teach you because I can't teach anything after Moshe Rabbeinu died. But there's always the old Eitzah. When the population's unhappy, declare war on somebody. And then they forget about you and the government, and they go and they fight the enemies. And so, Lech Tordan Benil Chama, get them involved in Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and they'll forget about learning. Shedemar Vayihi Achrei Mot Moshe Eved Hashem Vayomer Hashem Yoshua. And we have the whole drasha, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yoshua, lo yimosh sefer HaTorah zemi picha, so on and so forth. And then the first words that follow that is that Yoshua calls together the heads of the people, and he says, erchim lachem seidah be'od shloshet yamim, and a funny translation of the words of God, to get the weapons ready, we're going to war. Apparently that was the Eitzah. In the Masnis Tana, Elav Ushvam Meot, besides the halakas that we were speaking about, there were 1,700, I think there's a 600, Kalin V'chamorim, so there were drushes of Kal V'chamers, Gzerah Shavais, Dikduke Sofrim, you will recall, Rashi's over there, first Sofrim is the pshat, that they pointed out patterns, so that you have the numbers, all of the numbers that we have. You know, so Chamesh Yisrei Nashim, or the Shloshim Mishtaim, the Midos, or Shloshim Mishtaim, Ovis Malachas, Nezikin, and so on. All of those things are Misparim that were put together after working out how to create a structure for Torah. Those things it's more than Simonim, it's actual structure. So those things, Rashi says what was forgotten here were the things that were still in the process of being structured, and they were forgotten. In other words, the work that had been put in was forgotten. Those things that had already been given numbers, those were easy to remember, and they were recalled. So among all of these things, there were an additional 1,600 items or 1,700 items that were forgotten by Me'ev L'Shamesha. Omer Rabbi Avu, but it's true, but Apopik and Echziron Otniel ben Knaz bitok pilpulot. Otniel ben Knaz was able, on the strength of intellect alone, to recreate all of these elements that had been lost. Shinema vayilakeda Otniel ben Knaz, achi Kalev. Now, the maisa over here is that Kalev is offering, he's got a problem. He comes to Dvir. in the name of Dvir's Kiryat Sefer, which is strange because, of course, the Dvir is the place what we call the Heichal, and it's the place where the Sefer is kept. And Kiryat Sefer sounds awfully strange as a synonym for Dvir, but some little town somewhere. But anyway, he's having trouble fighting the enemies there, so he offers his daughter Aksa to whoever is able to go and to capture Kiryat Sefer. Otniel comes along, and he captures Kiryat Sefer, and indeed, Kaleb gives him Aksa, his daughter, as a wife. So, Vayilkeda Otniel ben Knaz Achi Kaleb. Now, this is a little bit weird, because remember that we always thought Kaleb was Kaleb ben Yefuneh. Here it says Kaleb's brother, Otniel, went ahead and he captured Kiryat Sefer, and Vayiten lo Aksa bito leisha, and he gave him Aksa. Now the Gemara for darshans that Kiryat Sefer is a remez to halachot, and that Otniel ben Knaz was so he was saying because and it's very interesting because Samar Bedayik we list three people that were Shoah Shaloka Hoga. They made Tznayim, and those Tznayim were not correct Tznayim because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't protect them, then they're in big trouble. Look what happened to Yiftach. He made this ridiculous, whatever comes out first. You know, what if a dog would have come out first? So Memela wasn't correct. It was improper to make such a thing. So why don't we list this case? What if some Mamzer would have come along and would have been Malachi Kiryat Sefer? So there is, and that's part of the issue over here, that Kiryat Sefer was not just a place. Kiryat Sefer was an idea. And the only way to get to this place was by getting to the idea. That's true in most cases. So Memela, it's like trying to build a base of Mekdesh with bulldozers today. You know, it's either you get to the idea, in which case you can use the bulldozers, or you don't, and in which case you won't be able to use the bulldozers. So here, Kaleb was able to capture Kiryat Sefer, meaning that he restored all of the lost concepts that were necessary to get to Kiryat Sefer, and he captured it. So therefore, it was a Sheila Kahogan, because whoever would be able to do such a thing was obviously Roy for his daughter, Aksa. Fine. Now, the question is, why was she called Aksa? Because Aksa is a strange name, because, I mean, it means both snake. And it's also a play on the word anger, kaas. And an ox, a snake, it spits and hisses and so on. So, I mean, why would somebody want a girl like that anyway? Of course, the word chava means a snake also, which is the chivya in Aramid, right? So, something strange. So, lamanik shema ox. Why did they give her that name? Ah, that's because she was such a catch. Whoever sees her is, oh no, what did I marry? You mean there are women like this in the world? So they called her Aksa. It's very interesting. My father Zatzal used to point out that the Gemara asks, why is the navel called the navel? Right, so it says, because it's so beautiful, it's minabel, every other type of musical instrument. He says, you see, that something that makes everything else look bad is itself called the Naval. So here she's called the Aksa.
Well, like the children we have with the Levinim and the children that they're...
Sorry, Levinim. Yeah. Now, what happens is that this wonderful woman, who everybody sees her and says, gosh, I wish I had a wife like that. So they get married. Vayibu Bo'an, as she comes now to her chuppah, so she gets Osniel ben Knaz to start complaining to her father, his father-in-law, about where's the dowry? He should want some property at the time of the wedding. And it says, "Vatitznach mi al ha-chamor," which is a very strange language because what a chamor does when he makes that awful sound is he's titznach. So, I mean, when she was braying like a donkey, what exactly does that mean? My batitznach, Amar Rav Amrav Yitzchak, she used the chamor as a starting point. And she said to him, I'm warning you, buddy, to her new husband. Amar, look, ma chamor zek, even shenel ma'achal ba'avusok. You bring that chamor in and it's ready to eat, and it doesn't find anything to eat, boy, does it start making noise. Miyatsoi, kach isha, a woman, himajain latva betoch beita, when she doesn't have what she needs, miyatsoiket.
See, where's the pants in this place?
Surprised they put this in the art scroll.
What's that? Okay, we'll see.
They made it past the censor.
She said what?
Huh?
No, the Batasiteo, she persuaded. No, but this Lishomi Etabia, she persuaded him to ask her father.
She asked her father.
Okay. Yeah, no, we'll see from the continuation which trap to take. So this is what she says. What do you want? Vatomer to not
let her answer father.
Okay. Vatomer, that's fine, that's also good. Vatomer tanali bracha, ki eretz ha-negev netatani. So she says now to her father, give me some kind of blessing, meaning I want some money, because, man, what kind of guy did you give me? You gave me the Negev over here, basically. Bayit she-menugav mikol tova. It's a house that's got, I mean, it's desiccant. You give me this guy over here, yes, he's the Gadol Hador, I mean, but what good is that going to do me?
Well, referring to him, not to the land?
What?
It's referring to him, not
to
the land.
To him. Menatata li gulot mayim. And all you gave me were the wells of Torah. Adam shein bo ela Torah bilvad.
Oh, no.
So Kolev gives her, it says, Vayitin le Kolev es gulot aliyot, vet gulot taktiyot. He gives her, so again, the passage is a reference to some additional wells that he gives her. However, the Gemara explains that he gave her back in reply. Now, Marla, again, the Girsa here is confused, but the correct Girsa seems to be that read from the Bach and Dalit, mi shekol raze olam. El Yonim v'tachtonim shalo, a guy who knows everything there is to know about this world and the next, all the levels of Torah, yivakesh, it should say, mimeni mizonos, a guy like that has to ask me for mizonos. What are you, crazy? I'm sure he can handle things on his own. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of a guy like that.
This sounds familiar.
So, all right. So there's an extremely important lesson to be learned from this Gemara that I think is mamish central to the relationship of Ish v'Isha b'chol. And Asil ben Knaz, we'll see later, is fundamental in that relationship anyway. It goes all the way back to Gan Eden. That's where the sugya begins with Moshe's departure to Gan Eden. And that is that women bitch. And in other words, the idea of Achsa is that she's called Achsa, Shekola Kreis Alea is Kreis, Shekola Reis is Kreis Arishte, and the first thing that she does is she gets him to start complaining. Which is unbelievable. Here was a guy who was perfectly happy. And we're going to see in a moment that he is the guy who had the most extensive demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. A person who never asked for anybody for anything before. All because he marries this woman, but the first thing she does is she starts complaining.
And it was Bacana.
This is an incredible thing.
Should have given her the credit card letter shop.
She was high maintenance, you know.
Absolutely. So I mean, what's the chat?
What's the
chat?
Was that?
I mean, it was
horrible. Let me finish. I start off a half a sentence and I'm erecting. So, what do you see from here? That his matziv until he was with her, it says initially that eretz hanegev detatani venatata li gulot mayim. His gulot mayim initially were not the gulot aliyot and gulot tachtiyot, because that's what Kolev was machadish. Correct? No, he says to her, listen, this is a man who's got this world and the next world. You can handle it. Don't worry about it. She was the one who changed his gulot into gulot taktiot. So that what happens is that the chibur that a human being has to gulot taktiot is through the bitching of his wife. It's an amazing thing. In other words, a man is completely necha with the situation that he has to learn to live with it. So if he needs to, he pulls away. Correct? This is the famous maisa with, they came to see the Rebbe Reb Zisha. You know the story. Somebody went to visit the Rebbe Reb Zisha, comes to the house, and he finds the house is a shambles, there's nothing to eat, his wife is crying, and where's the Rebbe? The Rebbe's in the Beis HaMedrash. So he goes to the Beis HaMedrash, and the Rebbe Reb Zisha is smiling, and davening, and he's shining, and he's happy. He says, what's the pshat? I was just in your house, it's miserable over there. Oh, he says, no, look who I have, and look who she has. Right? But that the truth is that that's a terrible mistake. Because he's not supposed to say that. That's the whole point of the Gemara. What she was mechadesh was that she forced him. That's the vatasiteo. She forces him to be in a matzav where he recognizes that he must, in order to be able to function within the world, he must have whatever is necessary to do so. In the same way that you don't run a car without fuel, and you don't run a chamor without, and you don't complain when the chamor sits there and starts braying or the motor dies, that's the reality of life in the world. Yeah. Either you have what you need, or you're going to have to work to get it.
Question is, whose need? His needs or her needs?
The shaila is whether a woman like this, whether that's a question at all. In other words, the woman, assuming that this is the Isha, that's for you, yeah, then her needs are the things that are going to lead you into a non-retirement mode. So the things that you most resent, which is the way she's driving you crazy, are the things that are most essential for you. Because if you wouldn't be driven crazy, essentially would float away, which is the nature of a male, just to float away. So this forces you, and that's Koreis Alishto, which is unbelievable. So if you don't accept that, then you essentially break down that whole relationship. Look what comes of it. We're about to see what comes as a result of this, because it was the most effective matzav in history, basically, as we'll see. Now, first of all, we have a little bit of a problem. Our problem is that the name Kalev Ben Yefuneh, it doesn't make sense that he should be the brother of Knaz. It's a contradiction. Asks the Gemara, the Kalev Ben Knazu, how could Otniel Ben Knaz be Kalev's brother? Isn't Kalev Ben Yefuneh? No. Yefuneh is not a real name. Yefuneh means Shepana Me'atzat Meragliv. He is the guy that was the turner aside. He refused to follow the apes of the Meraglim. Okay, fine, so he wasn't Ben Yefuneh, but we know who he really was. He was Chetzron's son. He's always traced back to Chetzron, Tamar's grandson. So in the line from Peretz to David, Kalev basically is born from Chetzron. So if that's the case, then why do we call him Ben Knaz? Adain Akati Ben Knaz or Ben Chetzronu? Dichtiv Kalev Ben Chetzron Holidat Azuva, and so on. Omar Rava. So Rava says, actually, Churge de Knazu, what he was a stepson to Knaz. And his mother, after his father's death, had married Knaz, who then had with his mother Otniel. So he was a half-brother through his mother with Otniel. And indeed, and this is the Girsa that all of the Svarim bring, Deganami, and you can be Medayik this in the Pasuk, because it says, Kalev Ben Yefuneh HaKnizi. What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean, HaKnizi? Say, Ben Knaz was Ben Knaz. So HaKnizi means from the Knaz family, because he was being raised there as a stepson, but not that it was really his father. Now, the truth is that this Osniel has a very interesting history, because he's referred to in Divrei HaYamim in two different ways. He's called Otniel, and he's called Ya'abetz. His name Ya'abetz was given to him by his mother, and it says, "Refers to the pasuk Vatikra Shmo Ya'abetz." She calls him Ya'abetz because Ki Yelidti Hu Be'etzev. I gave birth to him in sadness. which is interesting because that gets us back to Aksa, but we'll see. Umar Shemo, his real name, in the Pesukim is referred to as Yehuda Achi Shimon. Now, why was he called these names? Osniel, he's called Sheon Oel. God answered him. Because we'll see. Ya'abetz, why was he called Ya'abetz? Sheya'atz v'ribetz. It's a contraction of those two words. He was a source of Eitzah and a source of Harbotzas Terah B'Yisrael. How do we know that God answered him? Minolon Sheon Oel. Now we have over here a very strange pasuk that hangs. It's a pasuk that has no, it starts and it doesn't finish. And therefore, there's something strange about it, and it attracts our attention because it says, "Layikra Ya'abetz l'Elohei Yisrael le'mor," the same Ya'abetz who was perfectly happy, Otniel, up until this pasuk, tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu as follows. Im borek teverchani vehir beta et guli vahaita yatcha imi v'yasita mira'a levilti otzvi. Yes. No continuation. The next words are vayaveh Elohim et asher sha'al. So what he seems to be saying is, look, if you do everything for me, then, yes, I'm warning you. Okay, I do whatever you say. That's the tone of the pasuk. Because it doesn't say what I'm going to do for you and what I'm not going to do for you if you don't answer me. So Chazal omit on this pasuk, and they say like this, Im beirakta varachani, if you give me a bracha, that means Torah. Hirdeitat gvuli, and you spread my area, that means betalmidim. I want a lot of students. I want your hands to be with me. That means shaloi ishtakach talmudim ilibi. I don't want to ever forget things. V'yasita mira'a. Mira'a is a lashon re'im. She is danuli re'im kamoti. I want to have friends like myself. Now all these madmen all over the place. Levilti otzvi. And I don't want sadness. Strange, because his name is Ya'abetz, because he was given born in sadness. So what is sadness? I don't want my Yetzer Hara to bother me. Shalom Yitzhak Veni Yitzri Hara Milashanot. You know, it's tough business, this Chazor of Sugyas. No Yetzer Hara, or else. To lift me away from something. Segev. Imata Osek. And now obviously the implications of the end of the pasuk that are left hanging are as follows. So if you'll do this for me, fine. Then I accept it. I'm not offering you anything. I'm just saying. So if you do that, that's the minimum requirement. If you don't do that, in love, hareini holeg benesisi lishol. But if you don't do that, I'm going to my grave in misery. I warn you. That's interesting again because his name is Ya'abetz. Sadness. And he's warning HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's going to go to his grave in misery. So. And I got involved, instead of saying go, says, oh, no, okay. Vayaveh Elohim et asher sha'al miyad. He immediately gets everything that he asked for. So a tefillah like that, Otniel, we changed his name. That I got involved, who was Onoel. Now that's one approach. By the way, we have a remez to this, actually in Mishle. Kayotzei badavat omer, we see in Mishle that the idea of demanding on a level which you feel is absolutely essential to your existence is answered. Because it says over there, Rosh v'ishtech achim nivgashu. If you have a poor man and a middle kind of man that meet, Meir enei shneihem Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives both of them what they need. Meaning what? Well, it means b'shasha talmid aleches or rabbo. The Talmud goes to his rebbe, and he says landeni Torah. So in melamdo, if his rebbe responds to him meyirin eshneim asher, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps both of them. But in lav, if he refuses, ashir v'rosh nivgashu osekulam Hashem. You can have the rich man and the poor man meet, but they better remember that the one who made them both what they are is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means if you won't share, Misha asa'o chachom lezeh asa'o so tipesh. But tipesh lezeh asa'o to chacham. So the one who originally gave the chokhmah to the chacham can take away that chokhmah and make him into an idiot. And the one who didn't give chokhmah to the oni, so to speak, can give him chokhmah. This is the way Rabbi Nosson was makabel to learn all sugyas who mishnas Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yehuda Nosson says, the thing can, now this is fascinating, because this is a tumura sugya, and has gulot elite and gulot tachtit. Because the first shot is that we're to understand Otzniel's tefillah entirely in terms of ruchnias. He wants Torah, he wants Talmidim, he wants to be able to remember all of his learning. Rabbi Yehuda Nosson says no. Im borek tevercha means kepshuta. Bracha is expansion in a physical sense. That means piriyav riviyah, I want to have a large family. Here, beta dvuli is in terms of banim ubanot. I want them scattered. I want them all around my table. Vaitayatcha imi, I want your help. That means in business. I want my business to go well. I don't need problems. Vyasita mirati. And I want you, actually, Vyasita mira'a means shaloye bi. Look, I got no times for headaches, for eye pains, and for all this mishigas and over-the-counter medicines, under-the-counter medicines. I'm not interested. You take care of that business, okay? Levilti atzvi, shaloye sagveni yetzarara milashanot. I mean, a good life needs to watch out for the yetzarara. Imata osekin, if you do this for me, good, okay. Accept that. That's my minimum demand. But if you don't, I'm warning you, I'm going to the grave in misery. He gives him immediately what he asked. And he explains the pasuk in Mishlei as Bishar. No, you can't leave, I'm about to show you something. It's worth staying. Unless your wife is going to be awesome. And here again, he's mafarish the pasuk not in terms of Torah, but in terms of money. The yoni goes to the usher and says, "Share your money." Im mefarneso mutav, v'im lav usher v'rosh nivgashu hosekulam Hashem. Remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can remake you. Misha so ashir lazeh, he made you rich. He can make you poor. He made the yoni poor. He can make him rich. Oseuto ashir. Because Scott has to leave, I'll skip all the introduction. And I'll tell you like this. I'm walking through the airport a number of years ago in the States, and I see a book that apparently has sold millions of copies. What happened is some Christian looked at the pasuk, didn't know any of the Gemaras, looked at the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and decided, this is crazy. What does this pasuk mean? It seems to be saying that a person can be derish things from God, and if you have the breadth of Derisha, that you can get what it is that you want. And he writes a book that sells millions called The Prayer of Yahweh. I hate buying these things. I couldn't resist.
Wow.
In which he makes all the diyukim that the Gemara makes in the pasuk mitzad atzma.
No.
Wow. Unbelievable. Simply from the lashon of the pasuk, he shows
in English.
In English, of course, in English. The pasuk in English. He sees. He brings the entire context and shows why the context is mechayev this pshat, which isn't even in the Gemara. I mean, obviously it connects it to Yashke and so on and so forth. But it's unbelievable. This is somebody wants to hear what the Torah is saying, and he sells millions. Mamash like the Gemara, Miyad Vayovi Elokim, the guy became a millionaire.
No, that was he wanted. He applied it.
Exactly. He
did it right away.
Amazing. Breaking through to the blessed life. He creates a whole series called the Breakthrough Series.
The man from the Rebbe
Shinnedek.
Ask and you shall receive.
Wow.
Lamaisa, the Shabbat, the issues over here are tremendous, tremendous issues. Again, I mean, here we're talking about Yahweh. The whole thing revolves around sadness, as you see from the beginning, right? missing things. She says, I call him Yavetz to Yelidatir Be'etzer. She's dissatisfied, gets him to ask. He kind of, I'm going to be dissatisfied and I'll go to the grave in misery, not just dissatisfaction. Which leads us back, I mean, the fact that a woman can say, I'm going to call my child Yavetz because Yelidatir Be'etzer, you understand, is madness. It's like naming your daughter Isha because she's female. Every person in history was Yelidatir Be'etzer. It goes back to Gan Eden, Be'etzer Tilti Banim. So what's her big critic? So I'm going to call my child Ish or Isha. And that's absolutely crazy. So you see that the point over here, this is how it relates to Aksa, she was the only girl for him, is the unwillingness to be satisfied with less than Bria is Mukhayev. The fact that every person in history has gotten along on less is no reason to believe that this is the way the world is supposed to be and not a violation of the very concept of the human condition. It's an insane violation. I will not accept it. I tell you right now, he's going to be forever called Mr. Misery because there was misery involved. And how could birth have something bad attached to it? It's insane. And until we recognize how mad it is, we're not going to do anything about it. And he ends up marrying a woman, no compromises, insisting this is what we need to function. And the moment that you compromise on that, what you're saying is that the human condition is a compromise condition, in essence, and your life, from that point on, will be compromised. So in lowering your expectations of life, indeed, you have made it impossible to be misakin. Because of this, the moment that he marries her, Aksa, he recognizes, I can't make any compromises. This is what's necessary for me to live. So a normal person, who indeed is compromised, he would say this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, that's very nice, how about dropping dead right now in misery? No? Maybe you'll learn to live with a little bit of headaches, maybe we'll throw in some cancer and the lupus and whatever on the side, just to see if you learn to deal with it. And I'm sure you'll get along okay. But that's the natural response to such a thing. But someone whose life is indeed committed to utilizing every last aspect that is given to him, so then whatever is missing on any level is missing in his ability to utilize that which is given to him to utilize, and he's limited. Limited in terms of what he's here for. That's intolerable. So that is the Zohar says, the moment that somebody comes with, as an Evet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking him what he needs in order to achieve that Aveda, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him immediately. The entire Bria is aimed for that need. It's the fact that everybody personalizes everything, therefore don't have any needs that are valid. How do you say, I'll be miserable? What are you, some adolescent? You'll be miserable? So go be miserable. Okay, so you see how the whole sugya here is interrelated with the Atzvos Bilachatchila, the Aksa, and so on, and the need for restoration of Torah. In other words, the willingness to get along on a minimal Torah, or a minimalist, well, we'll do with the halakhos that we have, the sfeikos that we have, and so on. He recognized that I can't leave any stone unturned. So he was the only one that was able to be machziro for the same reason. He had a completely different vision of what is possible. Everybody else said, ask God. And he said, first we do it. Then we'll get what we need.
First do what?
He must have been a knockout.
Huh?
He must have been a real pain in the backside to everybody.
What does that mean, first do it?
She's got it by the blue.
What does that mean, first do it?
Uh-huh.
Ask. What do you mean, first do it?
He had to. He did everything that he could possibly have done on his own. That's what he's saying. A guy like that, that has gulos elit, the gulos taklis, has to come to me for money to invest. What, are you crazy? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is going to take care of this guy, she says to him. Okay, Amar Rebbe Shimon. So continues now the Mishnah. So Rebbe Shimon Tainez, you cannot say that the chatos, hamesos, should include those chatos that are shayach to the tzibur, namely shenischapru b'acheres or chatos she'avra shenatan, because the other katos amesos cannot be possibly be by a tzibur. How can you have a block katos by a tzibur if every katos of a tzibur is a zorka? Impossible. How can you have a tzimura katos of a tzibur when a katos can't make a tzibur can't make a tzimura? How can you have a katos amesu ba'aleo when a tzibur can't die? And since the three of them can't be by a tzibur, none of them can be by a tzibur. Tana Rabbanan, and a bright of this is expanded upon. Rabbi Shimon Onar Chamesh Katot Metot, there's a rule of five that is interrelated. You have a Vlad Chatas, a Tmuras Chatas, a Chatas Shemesu Balea, a Chatas Shechifru Balea, a Acheret, and a Chatas Shavra Shnata. Now look, Iyata Yacholomar Vlad Chatat Betzibur, right? There's no such thing as a child of a Chatas Lufi Shein Chatas Vekeva Betzibur. Iyata Yacholomar Tmuras Chatas Betzibur. Lufi Shein Tzibur Osin Tmuras. So there's no such thing as a tmura of a tzibur. You can't have the other case of a chatas that has no owner, because a tzibur can't die, and therefore there'll always be a tzibur. Therefore, the chatas shikirpru ba'aleha, or chatas shi'ibrashnata, you do not have a clear indication of Allah, halomatzinu, doesn't say, you know, you might think that since it's possible to find Betzibur, therefore we should apply it to the Tzibur. Amrit, yilmat satum min amefurash. Look, what you don't know should be learned from what you do know. And ma amefurash biyachid velo Betzibur, af kishikipru ba'aleha v'shiyavrash nata, it must be biyachid dvorim amurim velo Betzibur. Ask the Gemara, you cannot say on something like this, Yilmad Satum Min HaMefurash. V'chidanim Efshar Mishi Efshar. I mean, to say Yilmad Satum Min HaMefurash is where you have halachas that for some reason are not applied where they could be applied. You say it's just like they're not applied here, they're not applied there. So you're going to say that something that cannot exist, it's not, obviously it's not applied because it doesn't exist. I mean, there is no Tumuras Chatas that belongs to a tzibur. So that proves that what? That none of the halachas were set on a tzibur. That's because this thing simply is not there. I mean, if it would be there, it would apply to a tzibur too. It's not a halachic issue, it's a realistic question. Simple logistics. There's no such thing. Om Reish Lakish. The truth is, says Reish Lakish, look, there were arba'a nitznu lahem vehemidum al chamesh. Now, the simplest pshat which Rashi was bekabel from his Rebbe in Hurias, which is the way that the Gemara actually says it in Hurias, is kulo bechode Gemara gemiri. They were all put together in one context, in one halacha, and therefore they have to be taken as either a group or nothing. To which now Reish Lakish says, let's clarify that a bit. Actually, there were not five chataot metot, halacha l'moshe Sinai. There were only four chataot metot. The problem was that one of the halachot that were forgotten during the avelut on Moshe was which one is not included in the metot. And they weren't sure. And because of that, they had to be machmir on all five. But nonetheless, even though it was only four, since out of that four, one of them certainly nogea also tzibur. It's physically possible to be in a tzibur, because there's two that are physically possible to be in a tzibur, three that are not physically possible to be in a tzibur. Therefore, we recognize that they were stated as a whole to apply only to yachid, because they were given as a group. Otherwise, they would have been given in two groups. And so Mamela, Isak Dai Batsibur, Hanak Meistu Batsibur, the other ones, one or two, Al-Tarka Yilamitsa Tumim and Al-Furaj, since it was given as one group of halachas, and we know that in the halacha of the Moshe Sinai, we're very makbid on the grouping. Remember that there's strange, the Gemara puts together certain halachas, a strange group, don't seem to be related. The grouping of halacha is significant. And there was only one group, and therefore it was al korkach yelametz atum min hamufurash. Rabbi Nosson says, no, it's much more complicated than that. There are five possibilities of chataot that have problems. Only one of them was Allah from the Moshe B'Sinai was Mesa. The rest were supposed to be Yera'em. Kira, let it go out, get a mum, and then use the money after being parted, selling it, use the money for an oila, either machlokas, oila svedava, but sibor, yachi, kaitzab, it's big an individual gift. And now what happened is, since they weren't sure, because of the period in which they forgot the halachot, they took all five and they put it together. Now, so you'll say, okay, but the one could have been one of the ones that was Nogea the Tzibur, right? There's only one. I mean, so if there's four, then there's obviously one that isn't Nogea the Tzibur. If there's one, so then it might be one of the two possibilities that are Nogea the Tzibur. The Chattas that got too old, certainly happened with the Tzibur. And the Chattas where they had already been Mischapra with another one, could also happen to Tzibur. They set aside a par Elam Dover, they lost it, brought another par, and then they found it. Why can't that happen with a Tzibur? So then, if that's the case, then that means that the original grouping must have been not a grouping, but rather a definition. In other words, there's certain chataot that are yer'eh, certain chataot that are mate. So now, that means that as part of the grouping is a definition of whether it's Nogea Tzibur or Yachid, right? In other words, if the model is something that can be had with a Tzibur, so then there's only one other case, not four other cases, then why didn't they just bake it on the two? And if the model was something that could only be had Yachid, then why didn't they just make a total of three cases? I mean, surely there was a model that was given, that was clarified, that was either one or the other. So why didn't they use that, Richie? Why didn't they use that as the model and expand it to either three or two, depending on what the case was? If it was okay at Sibor, so then they'd have to include those two cases and only those two cases. Chattas that got too old, and the Chattas in the Skapru Bacher. If it was Nogea, a Yochid, and only a Yochid, then it should have expanded into three cases, which is the Vlad Chattas, the Tumuras Chattas, and the Chattas Shemesu Baalea. But why would they have five cases? We're asking this. It's not part of his... He just came to say there's one. So everybody pops up and says, what? If there was one, then how did it turn into five? It's not part of our discussion about Rabbi Shimon. So he answers them, and he says, no, wait a second. There were two problems. Because when they forgot the halach when Moshe died, boy, did they forget. First of all, they forgot which one it was. And then, like a bunch of nuts, they forgot what grouping it was. So whether the roos were Nogea, Yochid, and Tzibur, or whether the Chatos HaMesa was Nogea, Yochid, and Tzibur, oh, God, what a mess. So they ended up with five. So Shtei Shechichios Shakhu, Vikashilu. And now they didn't know, should we expand it to three, should we expand it to two? Now, the question is this, Isak Daich B'Tzibur. So Anach B'Isnu B'Tzibur. I mean, Lamaisa, if you're going to tell me that the ones that are Shayach to the Tzibur, in the Tzibur, and the other ones are Shayach to the Yochid. So Lamaisa, what exactly was the problem? There was no grouping, the club. No, you're saying it's just a logistical question. No, that's the point. It wasn't a logistical question. It was a halachic question. Because they recognized that there were two separate problems over here, and that the grouping was significant and definitive, except they couldn't remember the grouping. But that certainly means that you have to be lomed sosim in a mefurash. And therefore, I'm telling you, the same way that the ones that were given in their takana was b'yachid v'lo b'tzibur, af satum b'yachid v'lo b'tzibur. We better hurry. Chomer b'kodashim mi b'tmura, v'chomer b'tmura mi b'kodashim. Chomer b'kodashim mi t'mura. So until now we compared the relationship of Karbanos HaYochid to Karbanos HaTzibur. Now we're comparing the relationship of original Kedusha to Kedusha that is chal through t'mura. So a tumura is more chomer in certain ways than the original kedusha is. Because look, we have like this. First of all, kachim is more chomer, we know. Kachim can make a tumura. Tumura can't make a tumura. That's the first obvious higher energy that's given to kachim and tumura. So kachim has a tumura and tumura has a tumura. Sibur and shutim can make kedusha, but sibur and shutim cannot make a tumura. Furthermore, you can put kedusha on ubrin ve'evorim. You cannot be meimir, as we saw before. It's only be'ema, be'ema. But there's also things in which tumura is more common than kachim. First of all, a kedusha can't be chal on a balad mum kavua. But we saw a tumura can, because if you have a blemish, the Torah says beferish, tov barau rabatov, you can make a tumura on a blemish. You cannot make kachim on a mum. Ve'en yotzei l'chulin l'gazez v'le'aved, what's more, you will never, normally, if you have a mum on a Kodesh animal that you had made Kodesh before it got its mum, you pote it, and now that's it. It loses its Kedusha, and you're allowed now to eat it. But if it came first, the mum, then you would be allowed even to be gozes and ovate it. You'd be allowed to shear it and to use it to work with, because the kedusha that comes on an animal that has a mum is only a kedusha as domi, not a kedusha as aguf. It's only its value that's holy, not its body that's holy, and therefore you pay the money and you get your behemoth. You do whatever you want with your behemoth. But when it comes to tumura, that's not the case. When it comes to tumura, even though it started with a mum, you'll never be able to take off the kedusha as aguf from this tumura. So therefore, even if you're pota it, you'll never be able to use it to shear or to do work. Rabbi Yehuda adds that also asar shogeg kemezid b'tumura, v'lo asar shogeg kemezid b'kodashim. There's also another tremendous difference in that if you make a mistake when you're magdish something, then the mistake is significant. But when you make a mistake by tumura, you identify the wrong animal. See what the case is in the Gemara. The tumura is chal anyway. Rabbi Elazar Omer, hakilayim v'atreifa v'ayotzi dofen v'tumtum v'androgenus, neither get kedusha. These are things which they're the result of a cross mating, or they have not only a mum, but they actually have a treifus, one of their organs. Or they were born by C-section, or they're of dubious sex as an androgynous, or the genitals are covered as an atumtum, we don't identify their sex, are neither kodesh, you can't make them kodesh, and they also cannot create a tumura. And you'll recall, Rabbi Meir says before, if they can't become kodesh, how could they be magdish? And explains the case in terms of lotus structure, so which will review in the Gemara tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.